Ladies and gentlemen, Radio. Welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on 6:30 every weekday evening, sometimes at 8, sometimes at 9:30. I'm going to talk a little about myself. The topic of this show tonight will be the phenomenon which we all have to deal with as mortal human beings of death and Jesus' offer of eternal life. But I'm going to talk a little about myself and how I approach this show. This is a politically incorrect show. It's a show in which there's no media hype, media falsehoods, or political rhetoric. It is a show of critical thinking and truth and honest discernment and facts. In addition, I am a Christian, and I adhere to the creeds of the Church, the ancient creeds, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed, and I also adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And if I read books, I read books like C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, Augustine, and of course St. Paul, which is the founder and founding father of eternal Christian theology in every way, in his epistles found in the Bible, the New Testament. I am a writer. I've written 10 books. That includes Christian books and legal books. And I have written also a book on the Psalms, which has had worldwide distribution, as well as I have will be writing books on my blogs, literary, theological, and blogs, political blogs, and I will be writing a book on the miracles in the Bible, as well as on the book of Job in the Bible. I have two radio shows, which have a Christian orientation, but I welcome all faiths and all comers. They are a podcast show and this blog talk radio show, and many people from Muslim countries and from the United States and, of course, from China listen to these Christian-oriented shows. Now, I'd like you to think about something, namely the matter of death and eternal life. Now, death is something the modern world shunts away or pretends it doesn't exist. In a sense, they will scoot off the person dies. They will scoot them off to a funeral home and put on a front that they really didn't die, as people view their bodies cremated or in some sort of stasis, and the modern society deals with death. It shuts it away, denies it, and says, well, it really isn't true. But the fact of the matter is death is a reality of our mortality, and is something we must all come to deal with and face. Now, Jesus tells us something very important about death, namely that he offers us a conquest of death and eternal life. He himself rose from the dead in a resurrection and a presently ascended into heaven and is in a body in heaven, a mortal body. So Jesus offers us a different alternative. And it is something that he says many times in many places in the Gospels, namely that he offers us eternal life, or life abundant, as it says in the Gospel of John. A fuller form of life, perhaps it might be understood, a more enhanced life, but the fact of the matter is he offers us eternal life. And that is, in fact, the Christian faith, his offer of eternal life. Can't be escaped, something that we have to believe or not believe. It is something the Church must deal with and proclaim, eternal life in Christ. Jesus tells us that if we believe him, in him, and we adhere to his commandments and follow him, we will not die but have eternal life. That's the key here, ladies and gentlemen, eternal life. It is the essence of the Christian religion. It is something we, as Christians and as members of the Church, we cannot evade. It is a message that Jesus repeatedly states that we will live forever. And as a matter of fact, there's one of my favorite Bible verses found in the Gospel of John is, I am the resurrection of the life. He that believeth in me will never die. Jesus said it. He made it clear. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and he will never die. That is our faith. That is the essence of the Christian faith. And if we can choose to believe it or not believe it, but if you choose not to believe it, then you are not a member, effective member, of Christian belief and church. I am very happy to believe that Jesus has offered me an enhanced form of life, a better form of life, if not eternal life in heaven with the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. I think it's wonderful. It's something I believe in, and I sincerely believe in, and I hope that anybody who's listening to this show will go back to the Gospels and see the many statements of Jesus that he is offering us eternal life. And this eternal life that he offers us, he raised Lazarus from the dead. He commanded the disciples to go about and raise people from the dead. He did miracles, many miracles. And in fact, the centurion's servant was raised from the dead. He brought life from death, which is his message and what he can do for us and what is proclaimed about his message. We cannot evade it. We cannot escape it. We can choose not to believe it. But if you choose not to believe in Jesus' offer of eternal life, I have to say, you are no longer a member of the church. I will speak about this topic again tomorrow, and I hope you will be there to listen to me and hear about the offer of Christ of eternal life. And when he offers his eternal life, I think he means not merely living forever, which is a very difficult task to undertake, but having an enhanced and fuller form of life. He offers us a fuller and more enhanced form of life. Not merely living forever, but living in a way that is beyond our understanding in this life, but is the promise of the next. I hope you will listen to this and find it interesting, and I'm glad that I talked about it. Take care. Good night.